Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
All right, Bob and I had a passionate argument, after which Bob wasn't listening to me during the intermission.
Yes, I was. I listened to every little thing, everything you said.
I was trying to compare the Bills and the Ravens and giving you very pertinent facts here, and you were busy with your phone. I felt like I was talking to my daughter.
Not true.
To get anything out of her.
I was responding to a necessary question that needed to be answered from someone at work. So that's I have to do that, too. I listened to everything you said. And you are making a case that the Buffalo Bills are going to circle the wagons and beat the Ravens, and I would disagree with that.
I'm making a case against logic. I know that.
But who is under more pressure at quarterback? We talked about coaches. Coaches still may impact this game in a negative way. Both are capable.
I'll tell you.
Which quarterback has more to lose if they don't win?
It's both of them. It's both. That's why I think this should be the rare year where there's co-MVPs. How many times has that happened in league history? These guys are in the same boat. They're both all-time talented quarterbacks who have been presented with golden opportunities to win it all. Like, you know, 14-2 teams, 14-3. Were the Bills the number one seed a couple years ago? I can't remember. They were in Kansas City and had them beat couple years back. They've had the best team. So have the Ravens. And both these quarterbacks are inching toward 30, and neither one of them has won. I think they'll be in for the same amount. Not only will they be in for, you know, a social media avalanche of criticism, people will be saying they're never going to win it. People will be saying, see, I told you the other guy was the MVP, whoever loses the game. To me, I'm not picking. It's one of the rare times I won't pick between one or the other. I think they're in the exact same situation. You?
Yeah, and I think co-MVPs is justified. It's normally not the case. You can always look at something and say, well, this guy is better here than this, whatever. Not in this case. They're both highly regarded. They're both highly productive, and they do it similarly with both their run and the arm, the legs and the arm. They can do it in multiple ways. They're good in clutch situations. They don't make mistakes generally.
Wait, has there ever been co-MVPs?
I don't think so.
I must have been looking at baseball the other day.
I can't remember off the top of my head if there have been or not, but I don't think so.
I don't think so either. Limits, can you look that up, please? Oh, there was.
Yeah, one other time.
Steve McNair and Peyton Manning in 2003.
All right, so 2003. Geez, oh man. Why am I thinking that? I guess that would be right. Steve McNair was really good at that time.
They each got 16 first place votes.
Well, then there's a precedent. And so this should be, I would imagine this is an even tighter competition than that one.
This is, I don't know. I'd have to look. I'd have to do way more research. Off the top of my head, I can't remember two more spectacular quarterbacks having spectacular years like this in the same season. You just had to say both were worthy of MVP. You just had to say it, Bob. Give me one. Well, Peyton Manning, with what year did he have 55 touchdowns?
Oh, I don't remember the year off.
That was his first year in Denver, what, 2013?
Yeah. I mean, was there somebody else that we were thinking at that time, oh, yeah, he should be getting voted?
No, these guys, but to
2013.
Your point. To your point, the numbers are almost identical.
Identical. Let me give you some. Plus, it's the eye test is identical.
Right.
I almost don't care about the numbers. I know the numbers are spectacular. One guy, I think, has 47 overall touchdowns. The other guy, 43, something like that, running and passing. I think Lamar has a better team. I think Lamar has a better team, yes, but his numbers are also better. So Josh did it with a worse supporting cast. He doesn't have Derrick Henry, okay? He doesn't have him. But it's even in the end. The year that Peyton Manning threw 55 touchdowns, Brady was the next guy at 25. There was no contest. Give me another one, limits. Aaron Rodgers in 2011? Thank you. Aaron Rodgers had 45 touchdowns and only 6 picks. Now, that was a year where Drew Brees had 46 touchdowns, Bob. 46 touchdowns.
But the Saints were not the same kind of a team.
Right.
So,
and
you got to factor that in, too.
There was a difference of 8 picks, plus Rodgers ran for 300 yards. And so he got 48 out of 50 votes.
Barry Sanders and Brett Favre have also split MVP, too, according to our dear friend Pony.
Barry Sanders and who?
Barry Sanders and Brett Favre.
Holy horse.
What year was that?
1997.
Okay. Well, again, the precedent's been set then. I think this would be another example.
That was the year I started on the Penguins beat, and neither Moley or Yager was talking to me by week 2.
Why do you have that effect on people? You're a very gregarious person.
I don't know why I do. Who shared it that year? Favre and Sanders.
Yeah,
okay,
97.
Good. That's a good one. We had one guy with 35 touchdown passes, Bob. Well, that should have gone to Barry Sanders. 2,053 rushing yards.
To me, that's, again, I'll go back to what I said a couple weeks ago to you. If Saquon Barkley cannot win an MVP with this kind of season, then
you're
never
right.
Again will you see a running back. And if it took Barry Sanders that much just to get to be co-status, because quarterbacks always get preferential treatment.
This might be the two greatest MVP candidates as a combo package of all time.
Yeah, I think
more
again,
eye tests than numbers.
We just ran through all the numbers and are, again, almost identical in every single way.
Give me another one. Give me an all. What about Dickerson when he set the, did he get the MVP the year he set the record? Oh, limitless wonder.
In the 80s, Marino won it in 84.
Did Dickerson not get the MVP that year?
No.
Who the hell won it? What year was that? You and Bob talk for a minute while I look this up. I don't know. Bob, you had odds.
No,
on...
Dickerson was later than that, wasn't he? I can't remember the year.
No, he broke it in 84, and the MVP in 84 was Marino.
All right, then that's a year, without even looking at this, that's a year where you had two spectacular candidates. Was that 48 touchdown year? Yes, it was. So you had 48 touchdowns from Marino, Bob, and 2,105 yards from Dickerson. That's a good year. But how about two quarterbacks who had years like this? Can you find them who were this great in the same year limits?
I'm searching.
I don't want to do live research for the whole show. We get the point.
No, but my point to you is who has under more pressure to win? Is it?
It's equal. It's perfectly equal.
So you think if Lamar Jackson doesn't win, the people in Baltimore say, well, he's never going to win a big one. Do you think Josh Allen is under the same pressure?
Maybe. If I had to pick, if you're forcing me to pick, it would be Lamar because he's about to win his third MVP. But Josh is playing at home.
Yeah, that's the other thing. And they've never been underdogs until now. I think they're still an underdog at one. Last check.
Boomer Esiason won the MVP in 88. Did Greg Giannotti give his present him at the MVP thing, Bob?
I don't know.
How about Kurt Warner in 99? I know you're interested in that, Bob, aren't you? No other quarterback had close to 41 touchdowns that year. You get my point. You had Steelers quarterbacks, don't you? You have the odds on who will be the next Steelers quarterback. You and I got into
it. And I think you would be maybe not stunned by this list because I don't agree with this list. And I don't think any of these names are going to actually turn into fruition.
I know, but none of us thought Russell Wilson and Justin Fields would be here this year either, except Peter King. I was there.
Yeah. All right,
ahead,
so do you want to know who has the best
first,
odds?
First, I want to give the people a little background. Bob and I had a very healthy altercation before the break. We both, I think, have reached the conclusion along with limits that Justin Fields is probably going to be the guy here. The free agency class stinks. The trade market stinks. And the draft stinks for quarterbacks. So your options are extremely limited here. So, Russell Wilson probably isn't coming back. That situation seems to have soured up to and including the notion that the big boy put forward, Mark Cabali, that him and Artie have had problems.
Now, yeah, but he seemed to back off that a little bit. So they worked it out. Well, I mean, it wasn't like they were hating each other.
No,
I mean,
they had different philosophies.
Right, but isn't that true of everybody who's in that room? I'm sure you have different plays you want as a player, and then the coach wants something different based on what the head coach wants.
I don't think Russell's coming back. Do you?
No, but he's on this list as
the
fourth best choice.
Give me the list.
Number one on this list.
Yep.
Now, this was before Sam Darnold, I should point this out. They haven't updated this odds. This is before Sam Darnold's game, the last game, which, by the way, he got sacked 9 times. He was terrible in it, but his offensive line totally betrayed him in that game.
Okay.
I thought it was awful.
Give me the names.
Aaron Rodgers, number one on the list at 4-1. I don't believe that. To me, there's no chance of that happening. Is there a chance for you that can happen?
Absolutely.
You think
so? Haven't you seen his bromance with Mike Tomlin?
Ah, please. He's 41. You know, if you're going to have a bromance, pick a younger guy.
They're more desperate than Ron in Fort Myers right now.
Have you checked in on Ron in Fort Myers when it comes to that? What's the scorecard say down there?
Bob, everybody's on this list, and everybody's viable,
right.
And you know what Tomlin
Sam
feels
Darnold,
about.
Sam Darnold, second. No way. I'm not doing it. I've seen ups and downs with him. I saw him in a tremendous system. I don't think that system existed.
I'm not a Sam Darnold guy, but strictly as a passer, he's Dan Marino compared to Fields.
Bring him in.
Bring him in, says Limits.
Sam Darnold, bring him in.
Justin Fields Justin Fields is next on the list at 5-1. Russell Wilson, 6-1. Jalen Milroe has gained steam. I'm not doing that.
I might take a shot at him.
Yesterday about Daniel Jones. He's listed on this list here.
I might take Daniel Jones over almost any of them, Bob. That's how desperate I am.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Boy, they really soured on him quickly. And
who else is on the list?
Well, we're going to go deeper. Kirk Cousins, Carson Beck, Derek
Who's
Carr.
Who's going back to Miami?
J.J. McCarthy at one point was 8-1, is now 16-1. I think that's because of Darnold's performance.
Now, the Darnold-McCarthy thing interests me. Limits, you follow that closer than me. What's going to happen?
Can I give you two other names on the list just to complete
Please.
The list?
Yeah.
Anthony Richardson and Gardner Minshew.
Oh, God. Is Anthony Richardson of interest at all?
Not one bit. Not
why is Fields like the obvious pick over him?
Well, probably because he's already been in the system for a year. And
he's had far more success.
Yeah, but the system stinks.
Well, nobody's denying that.
What do you think Indy's going to do again? Here we go. This is what could happen to the Steelers if they don't get this right eventually.
I would like Gardner Minshew just for his mustache and the entertainment factor as a backup. Wouldn't you, Bob?
I don't mind backups.
Tell me about Minnesota Limits. Well, catch us up there. What's happening?
Before their two-game losing streak and getting embarrassed in Detroit and then losing the way that they did against the Rams, their full intention, at least according to multiple reports, was to bring back Sam Darnold, that they were very interested in bringing back Darnold. Now, it seems like there's some sour grapes in that regard now, and more steam is picked up for McCarthy to be their starter. But it seems like they're in limbo, and it's going to come down to how much Darnold wants.
Mm. Well, everything I'm reading in these headlines is that... Oh, is that Bob? Are you playing the piano?
It sounded that way, didn't it?
It's wonderful. Beautiful. Is that McCarthy will be the guy next year. That they won't want to pay Darnold. That was the plan anyway. And while he had a good year, you know, you saw where it ended. That they're going to go with the younger guy. Is that the gist that you're getting?
Yeah, I think that's probably the case. Their offensive line needs to be improved, too. Like, Darnold was sacked 9 times in that game, partly because he held the ball too much.
He held the ball way too long at times, but also their offensive line was just... I got to tell you what, the Rams are a dangerous team right now. You know, I mean, they really are. They're going to go on the road with nothing to lose, and Philadelphia has so much pressure playing in that cauldron that you see in Philadelphia.
They might franchise tag Darnold, this story says, Bob. Might franchise tag him and see if they really believe McCarthy's the guy, you know, once he starts to at least practice and maybe get some playing
That would
time.
Solve their, you know, short-term needs if McCarthy doesn't make it well, and then they can, after 1 year, move away from him.
So there's zero chance that McCarthy would be on the trade market.
Well,
that's the moral of that story.
A lot of people were talking about that, and I think that was pre the last two games.
We had people
the last
so
two
desperate.
Games, Darnold did not look very good against two very good defenses that came after
Look
him.
At the snow behind you, Bob. You scared?
It's not snowing, Joe. Why are you scared?
It's not snowing.
It's not snowing.
Look behind you.
Yeah,
there's
Bob,
white flakes coming out of the sky.
You're delusional. I'm sitting next to the window. There's nothing coming down.
Limits? Do you see snow
Joe,
falling?
Joe, I see snow falling, yes.
Okay. Define snow. That's a mist.
White flakes coming out of the sky.
Are you worried about that? It got your attention?
No, I'm not worried. I was wondering if you were worried.
I'm not worried.
We grew up in Buffalo. We go swimming naked in pools in weather like
this.
Then
why are you pointing it out?
To see if you were scared.
There's no snow. It's not snowing.
This is a very odd conversation limit.
Bob, you said it's misting. If it's misting rain, is it raining?
There's a word.
So then it's snowing.
Okay.
Who would you
take? Can we move on?
Yeah. Who would you take out of those quarterbacks? I think I would take Fields, for God's sakes.
I'm going to take Fields, as I said.
And I'm not happy about that. I don't think he's the solution.
With Allen being the quarterback, or the backup, Kyle Allen, I think he showed a little bit. And how often is he going to play anyway? So if you have somebody like that who's a veteran, I'd bring him
back. How about Kyler Murray? What if he was on the trade market?
Is he?
What if he was?
As long as he's in the film room studying.
Yeah,
remember that?
What if he was, Bob? Would you be interested?
Probably not. I mean, I like what he does, but I think he's an incomplete quarterback. I think we saw that as the season wore on. I think he's very talented, but it's a lot of money. I'd rather
Colin Cowherd. Cardinals will discuss trading Kyler Murray. Ryan Wilson, our friend from CBS Sports. You know him, Limits, right?
Yes.
He used to read Ron's columns when Ryan went to CMU.
Hey, what were his opinions of it?
He says Ryan Wilson, or this says, proposes Browns trade for Kyler Murray for the number 2 pick. Says Travis Hunter would get the fan base excited over there in Arizona. What about that? So people are talking about that, Bob.
I get it, but okay, what would the cost be then?
He has a pretty hefty contract. Can you
look
that
up? But
I'm
not even talking about that. What would it take to pry him away if you're going to make a deal?
First round pick.
See, I would rather just do it another way. I'm not going to go in that direction.
Here's why they would do it. One, they might not be all that happy with him. They were 1-5 coming out of the bye week.
And he was not good, by the way, in a lot of those games.
They haven't won really anything with him. And also there's a clause that kicks in at some point here. He's in the midst of a 5-year, $230 million contract. 5 years, $230 million. They could trade Murray pre-June 1st and save almost $15 million against the cap. They would eat $29 million in dead money. Now, the coach there apparently loves him. Or so they say. But that's an option. Do either of you like Kyler Murray?
No.
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 I mean, I like him, but he's not going to solve their issues.
No, he's not.
I agree with that.
If you don't have weapons around him, too, he becomes one-dimensional. And I think, you know, he's getting older. I'm not going to go there.
He's only 27. Maybe he should go play baseball.
He's having a pretty good NFL career, Limits.
He was picked 8th in the MLB draft. Remember that?
He was picked 8th?
Yeah. He was the first round pick by the Oakland A's.
Yeah, he was really talented.
Why don't the Pirates trade for him then, Bob? Instead of Gus DeSantos. What's this guy's name they brought in?
DeGus.
Goose Gossage?
DeGeese.
DeGus. Brett DeGus.
Yeah, you're probably. I mean, Kyler Murray, I've been more of a fan of his than most, and I can't tell whether his problems are related to being part of that crap franchise. But then again, the Steelers keep company with the likes of the Cardinals these days with the longest playoff winless streaks in the NFL. Would you guys like to name the 8 teams with the longest streaks? And I'll tell you if you're right.
Miami has to be one of them, right?
Yes, they are. That's one. Limits?
The Jets.
That's two.
Jets.
Not the Giants. They've won a playoff game more recently
than
the Steelers.
The Browns.
Yes, they have. Limits.
So did
very
the Browns.
Good. So did everybody in the Steelers division.
San Diego.
No, you're wrong about that as well.
The Raiders are definitely on that list.
Yes.
Yes, the Raiders are. Yep.
Yep. Who have you said so far? Raiders, Jets, Dolphins.
Raiders, Jets, and Dolphins.
How many teams are there?
8.
8.
Steelers are 8th in the whole NFL.
The Bears.
Yes, you're right. Very good, Limits.
Thank you. Indianapolis.
No.
No, they won one.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that.
It's the Jets, Raiders, Cardinals, Bears, Dolphins, Steelers, Panthers, and Broncos.
Broncos, too. Wow. That goes back to 2015 then, right, for their streak.
Now, you tell me which of these teams, you tell me if this team will snap their streak before the Steelers will. Are you ready? Just say yes or no. Ready, Bob?
Before the Steelers win a playoff game.
This team I'm about to name, they'll snap their playoff winless streak before the Steelers. You ready, Limits?
I'm ready.
Jets.
No.
No.
Yes. Raiders.
No.
No chance.
Yes. Cardinals.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Joe's going to say yes to everyone.
Bears.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
Not in that division, they won't.
Panthers.
No.
No.
No. Broncos.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Dolphins.
No.
No.
No. Where does that leave us, Bob? Which teams did you say were going to snap it before the Steelers?
I don't know. I don't remember.
I don't know.
Well, Joe, you said everybody but two.
I said Arizona, yes. I think Arizona, yes.
I think the Jets have talent right now.
Who's their quarterback?
Well, here's the thing. A lot of those teams are going to stink, so they're going to have more chances to get a franchise quarterback than the Steelers do.
They're going to have the same chance as the Steelers do. There's no quarterbacks in this year's draft class that I like.
No, they're going to have better. Well, that doesn't mean there won't be a
Jackson,
good one.
They're
going to
pick somebody. The Steelers
are going to go 10-7 or 9-8 every year until, you know, you're at Bob Evans with the early bird special limits 40 years from now.
The Steelers should. They probably won't. Just, you know, have a reset year.
Do you like Bob Evans, Bob?
Yeah, I love the sausage.
So do I. Yeah.
I love it.
The patty or the limp?
My favorite eatery place for the mornings right now is Central Diner out where near where I live. It's a great place.
You like the patties or the link?
Both.
Yeah.
Yeah. You like bacon?
I like bacon the same way I like hamburgers, burnt. Just totally burnt, flat burnt.
Crispy, very crispy. I like crispy.
Yeah.
Breakfast is the best meal of the day. I have it so infrequently.
And yet you don't eat it.
No, I don't.
No, and I don't either. I always say that, but I'm not up in time to eat it. And when I do, I'm not, you know.
Limit stole a Rice Krispie treat from the Duquesne training room.
No, it was offered up.
No, it wasn't.
You wouldn't take a snack.
No, they offered snacks on the table.
I would then
You went over to the counter where we weren't offered, and you grabbed a Rice Krispie treat.
We were offered snacks there.
And I told Melissa on the way home.
But yeah, what did she say?
She hasn't responded yet.
Well, so are we not allowed back? I ate a Rice Krispie treat that were offered up towards us, right by the table we were sitting next to.
No, you went to the
Coach
other
Bert.
Table. We were offered on the little table, the little treats. You went for
it
a big treat.
It was the little table.
No, it wasn't. It was in a bowl on the other side of the training room. You might have deprived one of their players of a Rice Krispie treat.
Then why
treat.
Were there still 7 or 8 Rice Krispie treats left when we left?
For after the game?
Hmm.
Bob? If you had to bet right now who their quarterback will be,
Justin Fields.
I say Justin Fields.
Justin Fields.
And on a scale of 1 to 5 happiness about that, I'm about a 2.5. You?
I see something better in him. I do. So I'm going to go 5.
Five out of five?
Or I thought you said 5 out of 10.
No. 1 to 5.
Oh. Then I'd go 2.5.
Well, so would I.
I'm hopeful that they can develop him. I hope he can develop himself. I think he has the potential to do it. So hopefully that gets done. If not, and they bring him back, and he's the starter, where do they go next? To the 2026 NFL draft in Pittsburgh with a high pick.
And then they can take their franchise quarterback, Drew Aller, in the first round of the 2026 draft.
Can he pick it the second?
North Shore.
How about Jackson Dart, Bob? You like him?
Yeah, I mentioned him a few seconds ago, repeatedly. You weren't listening to me.
No.
Of this group.
Why did you mention him?
Because you said there's no one. Limit said there's nobody in the draft. There are some.
Limit thinks
we don't
he's Mel Kiper. He's got all these guys.
We don't
graded.
Know how these guys are going to turn out. It's such a unscientific way, despite all the science involved. Yet so many mistakes are made.
Wouldn't that be great though? 2026 NFL draft. The Steelers take their franchise quarterback in their home city.
Well, it could turn out that way. Who knows?
Eli Holstein.
Will he be coming out to the draft at that point?
I don't know if he will.
They Arch Manning is the hot name a lot of people like to throw out there. I don't even think he's going to come out next year.
They seem to have an affection for Pitt players or people who riddled Pitt like Mason Rudolph and James Washington in a game.
That's are right. you guys 100%?
Yet they pass up the guy, Kalijah Kansi, who now looks like a mini Aaron Donald.
He's a star.
Are you guys completely good with the fact that Shedeur Sanders is going to be a franchise quarterback and a good one?
No. I think he'll be fine.
I'm not there yet, no. I don't think he has a great arm.
Yeah, there's a part of me that really likes what I see, then there's a part of me that doesn't. So I don't know. I mean, that's what's – he and Cam Ward are the best two guys available.
I don't like Cam Ward dipping out of his bowl game at halftime after setting the touchdown pass
everybody
record.
Everybody dips out of their bowl game limit.
He only played in the bowl game to set the record, and then it's like, see you guys in the middle of a game like he was AB walking off the field. I'm just going to sit out the rest of the way and give up on you.
I agree with you.
At least he played a half.
That rubbed me the wrong way.
Not playing at all?
That rubbed me the wrong way, yes. If you're going to do it, do it. play for them.
If you're going to play,
that's your team.
Play
you essentially said, I'm only for me and I'm leaving you guys behind.
Entirely.
That's the wrong look.
I'm chasing records.
If you are a quarterback of a team, that tells me that down the road, if there's something like that going on, he will put his own interests ahead of those of his teammates.
Yeah, all these guys will.
It's their final game of the year. It's not like you're in the NFL going on to the playoffs and you're chasing a record.
At least
and then
he played.
Out.
The other guys don't even suit up.
He played for his own record.
But you're not
for his
own good and for his own record. No,
did he help
like
his
that.
Team on the way
no,
to his
No, because they
record?
Lost.
Was it? Were they losing at halftime?
They lost in the game. I think they were. It was like a one score
yeah, it was
game,
close.
And then they ended up losing. It was
right.
a close game.
He kept them close. He
yeah,
played
and then
it
he
out.
Bailed on them, and they yeah, that's good.
So bailing on them and not playing is better than bailing on them and playing a half after a half.
I just think yeah. the circumstances in this case made me
right,
think
actually.
That he's extremely self-centered about him and not his team, and that's not a good look, especially
and that
you
makes
know,
him unusual
you know,
in pro
no,
sports.
But when you lay it out there, that obviously scouts are looking at that, maybe head coaches are looking at that and say, wait a minute. He's just going to bail on him at this point. He got the record and he leaves. That's not the look I want. Because they look at everything. You don't think they consider
no,
that?
I
do.
They look at talent first. They don't care when these guys skip bowl games, leave bowl games. What bowl game was it? The Pop-Tart Bowl?
I think it might have been the Pop-Tart Bowl.
Was it actually the Pop-Tart Bowl? Bob, I think the national championship game should be the Pop-Tart Bowl solely for the fact that there's a toaster in the trophy. Did you see that?
I think that's a very interesting looking trophy, yes.
They lost to Iowa State 42-41 in the Pop-Tart Bowl.
There you go. He gave himself a chance.
Yeah, they
all
lost.
For all the Pop-Tarts, he gave them a chance.
He could have been the Pop-Tart MVP.
All right, Bob.
He could have brought that toaster home with him.
Coming up.
But nope. Nope, he decided to bail on the team.
Coming up next, wait a second. Mario Cristobal finally calls BS on Cam Ward narrative. Hold on a second.
He's probably defending his guy.
Yeah. I mean, at least he played a half. I'll say that. I don't have it. I can't find it.
And then you just dip on your team. Either play or don't play at all. Like, don't have it.
Cristobal
says
the decision on the bowl game was predetermined based on his likely status as a number one pick. Therefore, you're wrong, Bob.
Then he shouldn't have played at all. Just chasing the record, then get me out of here. Don't like that at all.
Do you think if the Tennessee Titans are who has the number one pick in the draft?
You really think his coaches are going to come out and defend him, though? Number one pick is Tennessee.
Do you think if they're set on this guy as their franchise quarterback, they would let that get in the way of it?
It works for Bo Callahan with the Cleveland Browns on draft day.
What?
The movie Draft Day, you ever watch that?
Yeah, with Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner, they wouldn't pick Bo Callahan because nobody went to his birthday party. So they realized that there were some character concerns with them, and then he ended up slipping in the draft.
Surprisingly, I forgot everything I saw in that movie. It might have been the worst movie ever made.
I watch that movie every day or every draft day I watch it.
Who's the female lead in that movie?
Jennifer Garner.
Oh, I love her from those commercials.
Yeah. What's in your
What's
wallet?
In
What's
your
in your wallet?
Wallet?
Yeah.
They had the What's in Your Wallet guy, who I have no idea what his name is, but they keep calling him the What's in Your Wallet guy.
Carl Malden.
He was on the field for the Orange Bowl.
He was. They said, welcome Orange Bowl
Bob,
to the Orange Bowl Capital One guy.
You've gone way over here, Bob.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how.
Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This is absolutely incrinculent, Bob. Are you enjoying the show today? I'm having a great time.
Yeah, it's that time of the year here, Joe and Austin, where you have a lot of different things on the table that possibly could happen. A lot of it is just conjecture and speculation, but you know that's what you do at this point because that's what people are talking about. What do they do next? What do all teams do next when they hit ruts in the road?
Fan Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. 50-minute mark on the fan brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19, Peters Township. So, somebody out there has taken a shot at Russell Wilson, and it's the guy who used to coach him. It's Sean Payton, who talked about last year, I guess he had his season wrap-up news conference, and says the Broncos are much better than a year ago, Bob, and his quote is, that was misery. I don't think you have to stretch it out to say that he's talking about Russ.
So he didn't specify what his misery, the source of it.
Listen, that's the quote goes longer. We're a lot closer than we were at this time a year ago, he said. That was misery, sorrow, drudgery. Give me some other adjectives. That was brutal. I'll say that. I don't know, call me crazy, but I can't help but think he's at least partially referring to his experience with Mr. Unlimited. You?
Yeah, I mean, how can you not? Because that was the big move that, you know, in advance of what he did in the draft. So he had a different plan. He didn't like the way things were going. And who was the quarterback? It was Russell Wilson. So he benches him with a few games left in the season. So I guess that's how you would direct it.
I mean, they were a shocking team to me this year. I'm sorry. When the Steelers left Denver, I thought they left that team for dead. They were hampered, to put it mildly, by still being on the hook for all that money to a quarterback who didn't play for them. They took a guy that a lot of people said, what are you doing, when they took Bo Nix, and they just looked horrible when they played the Steelers, and he brought them all the way back to a playoff spot. I don't like him, but I think he did a hell of a job this year, don't you?
Well, certainly he did, and they got better as the year went on, which is the goal of any organization, get better as the year goes on.
They finished 10-5 in their last 15 games.
In their last game, and I realize Kansas City didn't play a lot of their regular people, but 38-0 out there. They were playing, I think if the Steelers had played them later in the year, that outcome would have been a little different, probably, the way they were going, because their defense got better, too. Their defense was good. It got to a very good level midway through the season, so... they're going to be a team to reckon with, and that's why I thought that was one of my choices for a team that may win before the Steelers do.
Surtain is 24 years old. I don't know what his contract deal is, but assuming that he's still with them, I can't remember if he signed off the top of my head, and then I think Bo Nix is going to be a star. But as far as Russ goes, I think I started to understand, and I've defended Russ as a guy who's taken too much heat off the field. I think he does some amazing things off the field. He really does.
He's terrific.
But when Mark Schlereth talked about toxic positivity, I think I started to get what he meant by the end of the year. It just seems Russ is the kind of guy where the whole building is falling down. And part of me thinks that in order to fix something, you have to acknowledge that something is really wrong here. And he seems to have a difficult time doing that. It's almost like those old characters on Saturday Night Live who all they did was spew platitudes. Remember them? Mm-hmm. All the time. All the time. It's platitudes.
Right,
it's like, Russell, this is not going well. Please acknowledge that the building has been cremated behind you.
Even in his final press conference of this season, when the locker room day, when they cleaned out, he He used the, I counted, he used the word special 6 times.
There was nothing special about it.
No, I mean,
it was a disaster by the end. That can be annoying, I think, in life and in sports if you have someone around you who's constantly ignoring some very harsh realities.
I think internally you have to try to figure out, and it's good to have an optimistic attitude. You see something, you believe it can be better, but at some point you also have to be real, and he's the quarterback. He's seen it firsthand what it's like. And,
yes.
And there's nothing wrong with admitting, hey, we have some things we have to change around here. Because at the end of the year, we were playing better competition, and we did not live up to
it's
that
like
at all.
It's like being in a relationship of any kind where there are some immense problems, and instead of addressing them together, you tiptoe around them and pretend everything is fine.
Right. That's a good
and
way of looking
I've
at
been
it.
There.
Pretend they're not,
I've
they don't
been
exist.
There. Yeah, you pretend they don't exist. And ultimately, where does that get you? I don't know. There was something about him where, and I like him, but there was something about him that by the end of this season, I understood where people like Schlereth were coming from. And whatever the goal was around here, I think it was to win a playoff game, and you had veteran players lobbying for him. It just didn't work. It didn't come close to working. This might have been their worst playoff loss of all. You know?
Yeah, given the fact it was the Ravens, given the fact, you've had success about them and the way it unfolded with demolition derby going on out there, especially on defense, too. But their offense, a lot of it was just not what they had ever intended to have on that game. They expected to be a close game, and they fell short, well short.
Russ has an unshakable belief that he can get it done, and that has served him well coming out of wherever he came out of last, Wisconsin and NC State, into the draft where people didn't think he would be a star. He's an undersized guy. He's been tough as hell. He's been productive. But at some point, that doesn't serve you. And he clearly banged heads with a very good offensive mind in Sean Payton. Clearly did. That's obvious. And it would appear that he did again with Arthur Smith this year. Maybe Russ was right about whatever he was saying. Cabali sort of intimated yesterday that it was Russ wanting to shoulder more of a load, and they went into this final game not trusting him. He looked pretty good, actually, when they got desperate in the second half. But in the first half, a couple more first down throws, Bob. But overall, Tomlin didn't trust his offense, period. He wouldn't even go for it on fourth and inches.
That's where I think trying not to make mistakes really hurts you. You can't worry about that. You got to come out and just play. You got to play. If you have a strength in the passing game, if you think that's what it could be, or do something different in that game, and they didn't. They stuck to their philosophy of trying to run first, and it didn't work. They didn't run first well all year. So why not change it a little bit? With their first throw, even though it was a drop to Freiermuth, I thought, okay, good. Come out, throw the ball. Move it around, quick huddle. I was expecting no huddle. Give them something different. The same, and they knew what was coming, pretty much. Same could be said on the other side of the ball. The Ravens were not disguising what they were doing. They had essentially 6 offensive linemen. They were going to run the ball, and they knew the Steelers couldn't stop them.
It just felt like, Russ was a hired gun in here to do one job. It didn't get done, and now it's time to move on. And I feel like we never got to know him. Like, there doesn't seem to be a lot to latch on to there. And at the same time, I know firsthand that he does amazing work with kids and things like that. Him and his wife do. So I commend him for that. It just feels like, and that's pro sports in a way. He was a mercenary coming in here to do a job, to execute a mission, and it failed. And because of his age, I don't see why you would run that back. Like, it's going to get better.
Yeah, I think that's why
he wasn't all bad.
No, he wasn't. There were games that he played very well. But, overall, I think the overall philosophy, in a way, hurt him. I think their lack of run game success hurt him. And the lack of not having playmakers hurt him. So while he is the quarterback and he didn't get rid of the ball in time at times and was reluctant to throw maybe over the middle, he didn't have many options in that regard either. So that, to me, is a two-way street.
Yeah. Very well said. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Coming up, I've mentioned a couple times that there's a team out there that wants Najee. And I wanted to ask these guys how we look back upon the Najee Harris era, assuming that it's finished here. And I think that fits into a column I wrote for the Post-Gazette this morning, Bob, under the headline, Steelers offense in disrepair thanks to a series of misguided, arrogant decisions.